the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA. It's
Hammer Time.
Waking Up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Elan Electric, Badger Roofing, Barrett Propane, Caltex, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Rafter 11, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Vicente Landscaping, Blind Brothers Arizona, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Now, from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's Hammer Time, you know, no.
Ooh, that was good.
Thank you.
Good, and it even rhymed. Oh, yes.
Hey, good morning, universe. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. What a fantastic way to start your morning.
Absolutely.
That's what I say.
Both days,
Saturday and Sunday. So happy Saturday. Unless you're tuned in tomorrow, and then it's Sunday. So happy weekend. How's everything in your universe?
It's just beginning.
To what? Light on fire?
No, the new year.
Oh, boy.
No, it's going fine. Thank you very much. How about yours?
Man, I tell you, Monday of this week, by 9 o'clock in the morning, I had eight. Now, I was at the office at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Phone starts ringing. By 9 o'clock, I had eight phone calls, cries for help, sewer water lines frozen.
Really?
Floors lifting.
Wow.
Sewer taps not installed. I mean,
well, you always say you're the go-to girl.
Oh, yeah. We did it. We took care of them. We got them going. We helped
Terrific. Lots
of cool people. Thursday of this past week, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I was on a Zoom call with the Lions Club. They invited me to be their Zoom guest.
Terrific.
So it was kind of cool. I talked to a bunch of Lions about YCCA and what we do, and it was kind of nifty.
Very good.
Being a Zoom girl. Oh, boy, there's been a lot of Zoom meetings. Have you Zoomed yet?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
It's okay. I mean, it's certainly not the same as being able to have in-person face-to-face because you throw out an idea, for example, with a client, the body language of their receiving that proposal or that concept will tell you a lot.
Oh, how can it? Because you just see their head.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get that same response, I don't think, over Zoom. And plus, there's a delay sometimes in the transmission. So it certainly beats not being able to communicate at all. And it beats just to the phone conversation. But it's not as good as one-on-one.
Do you think we'll ever go back to one-on-one?
To a lot of things, yes. Some things, no.
Okay.
I think a lot of office procedures companies have found, especially the larger companies, have found that they can work as effectively from home.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yes.
We had a super show last weekend with Greg Barstad, a YCCA board member, and we talked about roofs and what to do and what kind of material and underlayment, and it was pretty interesting.
It was.
Good man. We found out he fell in love with his wife, asked her to marry him after they had met for 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
They've been married for 31 years. Amazing.
It took me almost 2 years to convince my wife. I was ready in 2 weeks, but it took me a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I get it. So we have another super cool, over-the-top, stellar, top-drawer guest with us again this morning.
Also a board member,
a past president of YCCA, but we're not going to share yet who he is.
We will keep our audience in suspense.
We will. I'm going to talk about permit numbers, got a little program going on with Matt Greenlee. So
cool.
Let's roll.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and aired on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and if you're lucky enough to be hearing us in Prescott Valley or Cottonwood, it's 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our stellar sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, we're back on air. Good morning. Hammer Time is bringing you some good stuff.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. We're still in January. Soon to move on to February. So our guest with us this morning, we have, I'm so excited, Mr. Alan Crary, owner of Haley Construction.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan's very nervous.
And I don't understand why.
I don't either, because how could anybody be nervous around us? You know, come on.
Okay,
Alan,
I agree with him.
Good morning.
Morning, Sandy. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how excited are you to be here?
I'm super excited. I did not break the speed limit trying to get here, though. I can tell you that.
I know he had to be excited because he brought donuts. Oh, I'm sorry, Sandy. I ate him before you got here.
Mike, you're not funny. Okay, so he said he was so nervous. So look, I brought you each a very cool chocolate, a mint chocolate stick from Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
To help calm you. Why are you frowning?
All better.
I've never seen those before. I'm curious as to what they look like.
You were going to grab it, weren't you? Look at you. Okay, this is.
Go ahead, put it on the table. Thank you.
So it could calm you.
I feel the calm already.
Perfect. Okay, so Haley Construction, you and Jillian are the new generation, the younger, super cool generation of owners.
That's correct. We started purchasing the company in 2014.
And the company's been around and has been a mainstay of this association and of the community for years.
For over 60 years.
Yeah.
Started by Tom and Bill's parents.
That's correct.
So that's so awesome that we've got this longevity and new rising stars with us.
You bet. Third generation.
Yes. Okay. So why do you like construction?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it probably started out when I was a kid. I used to go up to a ranch up in Idaho when I was a kid, and my grandparents had this 100-year-old cabin there. And my grandpa and I replaced the roof because it had carpenter ants in there. And I was up there helping him out. And then shortly afterwards, we started remodeling the old cabin and things like that. So it was just always something I enjoyed doing. And then, of course, building tree forts and all that kind of stuff.
So is the cabin still in existence?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Wow.
Yep. Still is. It's an old log cabin, A-frame. Mm-hmm. It used to have wood, you know, shake shingled roof, but we got rid of that and put a metal roof on it.
Smart.
So, and now for our listeners, you and your wife Allison just built your own home.
We did. We just moved in last weekend, and we're still unpacking and taking things to the Salvation Army and Goodwill and organizing and things like that.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Yeah, it's been fun.
So how was the process?
It was good. I was my own superintendent, project manager, everything on the job. And, of course, it was a little easier because I could make up my own decisions.
Yeah. Such as I want to work today or I don't want to work today.
Yeah.
Or I want to come in late or I want to go home early.
Oh, I don't know. I'd get away with that. I had to work all the time.
But. More like, do I want green in this room or do I want brown in this room? Yeah. I think I'll take brown.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah. So the process was really good. And. Yeah. Had some really good help with some of our local subcontractors.
Cool.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the cool thing, too, about Haley and you and your team. And we're going to talk about your team because I want the community to know who they all are because they're fantastic. But you all just work together and you know who's out there, who to talk to, how to treat them with respect. And I think that's part of the success of a job.
Yeah.
Just like you, Mike.
Well, and I was going to say, I think that's the key to success for any of the companies in our industry. You have to, you're only as good as the people that surround
you. Exactly.
And so you need to cultivate and nourish those relationships.
Yep.
So let's talk about your team and who you surround yourself with at Haley Construction. How many employees?
I haven't done a current count, but I think we have somewhere around 13 employees.
Ooh.
Cool.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, and some of them have been around and back from when Tom and Bill were still owning and operating the business.
Balta
and
yeah.
Alex and Dave, they've been 30-plus years.
Wow.
And, yeah, so we have a pretty good employee retention. And, of course, we're still bringing in some newer folks that are all really great assets for the team. And we all have a lot of fun and hopefully the newer people coming in will kind of learn from some of the people that will probably be going out maybe in the next 5 years, 10 years from now or something like that.
Cool.
So for Alex and Balta, I would say never retire. They should have a contract that says cannot retire, sign right here.
Okay, Sandy. If you prepare the docs, I'll get them to sign.
Perfect. Balta and Alex, sorry. But you're not leaving.
That's right.
And then Jillian is Tom's daughter.
Yes.
And she's very hands-on. And, mm-hmm. I mean, for a woman and a female in the biz, it's so cool to see her take on this arena of manly construction. I'm really proud of her.
Good.
So how about projects that you're working on?
Well, right now we just finished up some commercial projects. We finished up the restaurant on the top of the Burmeister building. It's called the County Seat. That was a tenant improvement. And let's see, we're working on some very high-end residential projects, one which is out off of Cherry Road in Dewey, mm-hmm. and another one out Iron Springs Road. Those two are going on and have a few little remodel projects going on right now. So we're in the market for looking for some more projects, and we're hopefully a few of them will be breaking ground here in the near future.
You know, Haley's been involved in a lot of landmark remodels or construction projects, and one that always comes to mind every time I go over the hill is the Elks Club. What a job that you guys did there. That was phenomenal.
That was probably one of my favorite projects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And I think it was in 2009 we did the restoration inside the theater. And we worked with Bill Otwell and mm-hmm. a lot of the stakeholders. Elks Foundation was involved and the city of Prescott was involved. And it was just a lot of fun working with all those people and looking at old photographs from yep. the Charlotte Hall and trying to put things back together accurately. Mm-hmm. And then finding the right people to do that job, because a lot of the painting and the stencil work and the plaster work, you don't really just see that happen all
right.
the time.
Yeah, so. You just don't go out into the market and say, okay, come and do this. It takes some specialty companies, firms. So.
Yeah,
so good
job. So you had to go to outsource some of those items where they would fit in with the period that was already there.
Well,
was that tough, or did you have things made?
Some of it was outsourced. One of the companies that was specified for the project was actually out of New York City, and they specialize in recreating these old theaters and things like that. But it turned out that it was going to be too much money to get these people in there, and so actually Jillian and I spent hours and hours and hours looking through catalogs. And we were able to find a lot of the, we call them the decorative elements, that we were able to match identically for a fraction of the cost. And then we were also able to find local painters to do the specialty painting and the gold leaf and all of that stuff. So it was really fun.
Yeah. For those people who have not had a chance to be in there, I would strongly encourage take the first opportunity you can to go in, because it is impressive. Yeah. Very impressive.
Yeah.
And I got to go up to the very tip-top ceiling and help put the bow around Bill the Elk.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
You do that with Dave?
Yes.
Do you have your harness on?
So, moving right along. Good catch.
Wait a minute. Ellen.
Did you have your work boots on?
I had my work boots on.
Okay. Hard hat?
It was extremely cold. It was snowing. It was blistering weather. The stairwells weren't done yet. There was no handrails. But I made it to the top and reached over with Bill, the elk. Right. It was very scary. I think Balta was hanging on to me.
It's a good thing Bill didn't buck you off.
Exactly.
Oh, we have to take a break, listeners. We will be back with our awesome guest this morning, Mr. Alan Crary, owner of Haley Construction. We'll be back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Okay, Alan, bring us back on air.
We're back.
There you go.
I love when we do that.
She loves to put guests in the headlights, so to speak.
We're back.
You responded very well. Good for you.
So I brought in a couple permit numbers. You know, we're at the end of the year. I'm waiting for the city of Prescott. But you guys, listen to this. Prescott Valley, January through December 2020, 515 single-family permits.
For 20.
That is 5 higher than their 2016 numbers.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
I know.
What do you have 2019 numbers?
454.
Wow. So really eclipsed.
Yes.
Neat.
So pretty nifty, huh?
Very good.
Then Yavapai County, they came in at 442 for the year. 2019 numbers for unincorporated Yavapai County, 458.
Okay.
But they have 111 that are still in the hopper that haven't been processed out yet. So
the bottom line is that there's still a lot of activity going on.
And
with all the turmoil that we've experienced with the COVID-19, it really hasn't negatively affected construction.
I'm waiting for the city of Prescott numbers in the town of Chino Valley. So
great. Be interesting to see. I would project that there will be an uptick in both of those
I'm sure there will be. So what do you think about those numbers, Alan?
I think it's great and certainly good for our industry.
It is. Yeah. You know, we're the largest supporting industry of bringing in sales tax revenue to our Yavapai County. So that's pretty nifty.
Right behind.
No, we're right there.
No, I'm saying number two or number two.
Oh, I don't know who number two is.
Would it be entertainment, do you think?
I don't know. Sorry.
Restaurants,
I have
hotels?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I just know that we're number one. Have you noticed how empty the car lots are? That new cars are not sitting on car lots. Do you think that's because manufacturing or delivery? I wonder.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know about cars, but I know that in our industry we're having some issues trying to get materials and things like that.
The pipeline, the delivery process is really tough.
And the thing that's a little irritating to me personally is everything is blamed on COVID. And that may be true in a lot of cases, but I don't think it's true 100% of the cases. So I think that's just used as a convenient excuse. But it is very irritating to find out that garage doors now you have to order almost 3 months, 12 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I had some windows for my house that were sent without glass.
Really?
Can you believe that? And that was, about 6 months ago. And I'm still, and I've had a few pieces of glass show up, and they've either been the wrong size or things like that. So I think that people have been challenged lately.
I think it is. It's got a lot to do with it, with the workforce not there and the labor force. I mean, look at what these great unemployment opportunities are doing to our workforce.
It's Don't get me on that soapbox.
Sorry. So if you had windows show up without glass, what's
a little breezy,
That's a little breezy in your house?
Well, no. I mean, we made it work. Luckily, we were able to get the right size glass in the end, and so it all worked out. But,
there's just some crazy things that are happening.
It wasn't just something I could get within a week or so. I mean, it literally took several months to get the right product.
Yeah. And the lumber commodity, oh, my gosh. That's still a perfect storm. Continues to go up.
Yeah. I was bidding a project, a residential project, and the framing package just for the 2x4s, 2x6s, things like that would go into the house was around $23,000 back in This was back in March, and now it's over $50,000 for the same material.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so it's doubled.
Yeah,
that's
dimensional. Yep. In fact, we had Foxworth on here a couple months ago, and he did the same thing, an analysis from last December. In July, it had gone up, and this was just in dimensional material, gone up 102%, I think it was. So it's continuing to go.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll go down. It has started to go down a little bit, it seems like. But
so what's going to make it go down? I mean, our forests.
Two things.
Number one?
Supply and demand.
Okay.
Yep.
And I don't see the demand lessening.
I don't either.
So that's the first thing. Second thing is it starts at the mills, mills being open, and again, that goes back to supply and demand. But certain times of year, certain mills will close down.
Right.
And so that's another key, is getting all the mills back and running, and then getting all the truckers back out, being able to haul the logs from the mills or from the forest to the mills. So it's...
it's a vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle, and it's complicated.
So why don't we build then, Alan, why don't we use metal studs?
That's a good question. Nowadays, it might actually be a better, it might be something to look into. It seems like typically and historically, framing out of wood has been more cost effective. I mean, we've certainly priced out buildings using both before, and in most cases it is less expensive, but now with the price increase, it might be a better more feasible alternative.
It's interesting, because at one point in time it became feasible, and then again, supply and demand will dictate which is going to be more expensive and which is going to be less. But then steel building has its own challenges and constraints all of its own compared to wood framing. So it's apples and oranges.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And metal is really more suited for the commercial type building.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, I just thought I would ask that question for our readers. I want to share with our listeners Matt Greenlee from Greenlee Designer Surfaces. He has started quarterly seminars, and his first quarterly seminar is January the 27th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at his place of business, and he's having Mr. Frank Rawwolf come in and talk about engineered floors and the evolution of luxury vinyl flooring.
Do we know who Frank works with?
I have no idea who Frank is, but knowing Matt, he would only bring in the real pros and experts, because that's what and who Matt is.
Cool.
And there's going to be drinks and hors d'oeuvres will be served. So listeners, if you're out there and want to hear about luxury vinyl flooring, call Matt's office at 928-717-1814. Complimentary, and space is limited to the first 20 signups.
So, Alan, since there's going to be drinks and hors d'oeuvres, do you want me to RSVP for both of us, or do you want to call individually? Or
No, you can just RSVP for me.
Got it.
Can I bring my wife
Absolutely.
And my friends?
Okay,
and everybody?
So 20's already gone. Sorry.
Great.
Okay,
good service.
You too. So, are you going to stay in the studio until we come back from break?
Our engineer just flashed us a break sign, so kind of caught Sandy by surprise.
It did. So, Alan, take us to break.
Okay, break time.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. And you know, listeners, if you have any questions, you need help, in all seriousness, this organization is here for you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I know, Alan, you would agree to that as well. You have been a tremendous help with homeowners, and you go look at jobs, and you let me know what direction to go in, and it's pretty amazing what we do and how involved we stay.
Well, and Sandy has 15 guys that she can reach out to and say, hey, I've got a problem here. Help me out. So
I'm very proud to be on the board at YCCA, just because we do help so many people.
We do, and it's pretty nifty. I mean, I'm just really proud of this organization and how hard we work and what we do.
But I will also tell folks that we do have some fringe benefits, such as these chocolate bars that Sandy brought into the studio. These are wonderful.
I have an extra one.
This is really good. Anyway, we're happy to be able to help Sandy out.
Yes, I love it, love it. So, Ellen, do you go to work every day? Do you work from home? How did COVID affect you? Were you guys in the office?
We've been a little of both, actually.
Okay.
We did have some people that in our office that came down with COVID. Luckily, everybody recovered.
Perfect.
And everybody's fine. So during that time, we did our due diligence and worked from home. And right when the back in March, when everything started hitting the fan, we all just, because we didn't know any better, went home and worked from home for about a week or two. And then, of course, everybody started coming back to work. So we got to learn all about the Zoom meetings and all of that stuff. And
it's pretty interesting.
But the nice thing is, with today's technology, we're able to do what we need to remotely, and we didn't really miss a beat.
You know, and I could, with all of my files and all of my documents and my file folders and my code books and my wildland urban interface books, it's hard for me to work from home. I mean, I'm continually getting into these files. I can work from home with my computer because I'm connected to all of my files via my computer files. But sometimes you just need those books and those papers.
Or in my case, sometimes I'll, like if I'm doing invoicing, I need to refer back to the filing cabinet to get copies of things that I paid for so I can present that. So it's difficult to completely isolate yourself from the office.
I know. And I'm really proud. The city of Prescott, oh my gosh, they've isolated like terrifically. I mean, they're doing really well. A few of them are back in the office now, but they're not missing too many steps.
Yeah, the part I miss about working remotely is just the collaboration that we would normally have with our peers and people like that. So it is a little more challenging to do business, I think, away from the office.
It is.
Now, I had a Zoom meeting last week with Corey Moser, Chief Moser, with City of Prescott Fire and the City of Prescott folks. We're getting ready to roll out the 2018 Fire Code and the 2018 Wildland Urban Interface Code with changes. But I want our listeners, all of our contractors out there, Alan, you, Mike, these are not signed and sealed changes. Right. I said to the fire department, no, no, no. These are coming and being rolled out for review and input.
Right.
So
Good. You
have
Perfect. That
say and those comments.
Yeah, and then eventually that'll have to be voted on by the council.
Yes, it will have to go before the fire board. And I assured Chief Moser that we would be there once we have collectively approved this document, that we would all be there hand in glove to support that and then support it for council.
Yeah, and we've always been able to work well together in the past, and I'm sure this will be no different.
Yep, so we're working on that. So what do you think of the building codes?
Well,
Ellen?
For the most part, I think they're probably good things. I sometimes have to question some of them, but you know, they're there to keep us safe and make sure that the standards are being met and things like that. So,
and one thing I will put a plug in for the city and the county as well, and that is, when you do come across some obstacles that have no common sense value, as long as it's not a health, safety, and welfare concern, most of the municipalities are willing to at least look at it and try and see if they can work with you to work through a situation.
Yeah.
And compared to 10 years ago when it was just not only no, but heck no, this is the rule, we don't change, they're much more willing to help us and user-friendly, so to speak.
They are.
Yeah, and luckily there are processes for variances. Mm-hmm. And there is an appeals board out there, so Because nothing is always just cut and dry.
It's not all perfect.
Exactly.
It's not cut and dry. You know, and we've come a long way with online permitting. I think it's kind of cool what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But they still take paper permits, paper plans. Kudos to them.
Yep.
So how do you like the online permitting process?
So far, I haven't had an opportunity to work with the city of Prescott's because all of our projects are in the county right now. But I've really, really liked the CitizenServe Yavapai County.
Yeah, a lot of them like that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty user-friendly, and you can pull up documents if you need documents in the field, which I think is really, really handy. So I haven't really had any complaints.
Yeah, and I've just started using the cities. I haven't done a permit on it yet, but I've certainly done inspections. And it's just like the county was when I first started using the CitizenServe. It just takes a little getting used to and understanding the format that you go through. Mm-hmm. But once you go through it, piece of cake.
Yeah, and is it people are helpful answering questions if you have questions?
And that is one thing that the city, God forbid that something should ever happen to Chelsea's voice where she couldn't respond because she is a wealth of information.
And she's very good about holding hands and helping people get through it.
She's been great with a lot of our
I called her and I said, well, I've got a problem. This blonde-headed Polack is having problems getting through. And she didn't even snicker. She just led me right through it.
That's good.
So she's very helpful, though, in all seriousness.
So if there was anything that you love about construction, there must be something that you don't love about it. Is there anything?
That's a hard question.
That is a hard question.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest challenges that I think that I've been facing, and I think a lot of the contractors in town have been facing, is finding qualified, skilled labor.
Workforce.
And so, we keep talking about it. Workforce is a huge issue, and it's really impacting the way that we can hold to a schedule and run our jobs efficiently. And I think everybody's doing the best they can. So I think just for the public out there to know that there is an issue, I think is important because, people out from my end, I know we're trying to do the best job we can, but oftentimes it's difficult when you don't have the manpower to man your jobs properly.
Right. Or the supply line's interrupted, which affects the scheduling, obviously. So it's interesting because when Sandy asked you that question, I'm thinking the same thing. I thought, well, gosh, there's really not anything I don't like about construction, but there are some things that are frustrating.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at. I really love building things, and I like the interaction that I have with our clients, and I like trying to figure out better ways to build the mouse box or whatever you call that, mouse trap. And it's always a challenge, and I think every job is a little bit different, which makes it interesting. And I get to call Sandy about every week, which is always a lot of fun.
Sandy.
So we're talking about things that are different in construction. I received a call this morning that's the first time I've ever had a call like this. About 5 years ago, we had the good fortune to build an observatory for a gentleman, complete with a retractable roof and whatnot. And I really found that a neat challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sold it, and that was on a separate lot next to his house lot. So two separate lots. Well, he's moved out into the county further away and on a 40-acre parcel, so he's selling that house. He's having a hard time selling the lot and the house, which actually, while they were two lots, he'd combined them.
Mm.
And so there's not a lot of call for an observatory. And he said, it just pains me. But he said, I'm being told that if I really want to sell the house with a vacant lot, so to speak, that I need to remove the observatory. And he said, it breaks my heart. And he said, you were so involved and hands-on on that. He said, I thought I'd give you the first crack at whether you wanted to remove it. And I said, I've never had that situation presented. I said, let me think about it for a couple of days because it really does break my heart to have to take something apart.
Oh my gosh.
It's always fun being able to do something that's totally out of the ordinary like that.
Well, you stand back and you cross your arms, you look out and say, gosh, you know, we had a great time building that, and everybody involved did a great job. Well, now, you know, I'm on the other side. Do I really want to stand back, cross my arm, and say, boy, this lot looks nice and empty now?
So do you remove it and build it someplace else? And
no, it's gone. But there will be parts that will certainly be salvageable.
Oh, my gosh.
But the idea of having to tear it down, it just kind of, I won't say it breaks my heart, but it's certainly a different challenge, should we say.
Surely you could put that on Craigslist and someone would come take it.
And I thought about that. Because we do have some concrete piers that the scopes were anchored to so that they moved independently. So we'd have to demolish the piers from underneath, which wouldn't be that big of an issue. But I thought that same thing. I thought, gosh, maybe somebody would want to come in and lift that rascal up and take it.
Yeah, you should call Garrett, Denny.
As a building.
Yeah, so, that's right. Yeah. Or why not split the lots back out and leave the observatory there and donate it to a school or something?
I don't know as you would be able to. I think once they're platted together, then you'd have to replat, and I don't know.
I wonder if you could do that.
If that would be possible in a subdivision. But anyway, just food for thought.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, listeners, I hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as we are. So, Mr. Mike, food for thought. You have one candy bar left.
Uh-huh.
Take us to break, please.
It would be my pleasure while I'm staring at these candy bars.
Candy bar.
Candy bar.
Singular.
We're listening to Hammer Time, and Sandy's got a great guest today, Alan Curry from Haley Construction. We're having a great discussion. Please stay tuned. Fill up that second cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back on air. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA and our fine sponsors.
Over the top
sponsors, our stellar sponsors. You know, thank you to our sponsors. We love and adore you. You have kept YCCA rolling through the airwaves for lots of years, and more than I can count on two hands. So, sponsors, we do indeed love you, and thank you for your support. And, you know, thank you to Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, you know, for blasting us through the airwaves, because radio talk shows are the way to go now, and we have a lot of listeners that tune in. So to Samford and his team and to our engineer, Gregory, we love ya.
Absolutely.
So, Alan, back to construction. Did you and Allison have conversations, communication, and serious talk about building this house, or did everything go smooth?
Well, I think we had a little of both. I mean, in all honesty, building a house is a pretty big endeavor.
It is.
And it takes a lot of thought. And sometimes you have to make concessions with one another because, you know, what I like, she might not like, and things like that. But for the most part, I think we worked pretty well together. And we did a lot of the hands-on work.
Oh, did you?
Together.
Cool.
And Allison learned how to drive the skid steer. And she was able to use a Gannon behind a Caterpillar tractor. And she's not scared about doing tile work and a lot of other things. So she's
absolutely
instrumental in building our home.
You know, I've said tongue in cheek, but there's some truth to it over the years that it ought to be a requirement for our licenses that we have to move every 4 to 5 years just so we know what we're putting our clients through.
Good point.
That's a good point. So, Allison, we love and adore you.
Good job.
Good job. Now, you have horses. How many?
Yeah, we have two horses right now.
Okay.
And down the road, we might end up with another one. So, plans for three in the future. And that was really the main reason we decided to build. Was because we needed a horse property, and we were tired of boarding horses.
So they're with you. The horses are living with you.
They're living with us, yes.
Very cool.
The barn is still there without a roof on it, so we'll get to that down the road. Hopefully, I want it to rain, but maybe not till I get my roof on.
So the horses are in a roofless barn.
Yes.
But it is nice to be able to go out the back door, walk over, and take care of your critters as opposed to having to drive someplace remote and come back.
Oh, it saves so much time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ride them?
Yes, we haven't much lately because we've been building a house, but we were able to get out a few evenings ago.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Yeah. So what are their names?
Stetson and Cheyenne.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. And Cheyenne is we've had her for about 3 years now, I think, maybe four. And Allison's had Stetson for 23 years or something like that.
Wow.
So for a very long time, since she was a kid.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so besides horses, do you have other pets?
We have two dogs, and Allison and I, we're rehabbing a injured baby quail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it fell into a swimming pool and needed a new home, so we have so pretty interesting dynamic in the household with all those animals, yeah.
So where did you find this in the pool?
It was in the pool it fell into the pool out in Prescott Valley.
Oh, be darned.
Yeah, the community pool there.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
So you brought the quail baby home.
Yep, and nourished it to health, and it's full grown, and we'll see about letting it loose probably this spring.
So, but it's not intimidated by...
Oh, no. It's very domesticated. Huh. Yeah, yeah. She likes its mealworms and all that stuff, yes.
Okay, so does the baby quail have a name?
Pippi.
Pippi.
I will venture to say that Pippi's going to, when you give Pippi the ability to go out into the wild, that Pippi's going to go out, take a look around, say...
And say, come right back.
Wait a minute, there's no mealworms out here.
No handheld, hand-fed worms.
Actually, that's what we're hoping for, yeah. So. Yeah, she's actually a lot of fun. You wouldn't think it, but, I mean, the quail will follow you around and everything, and it's actually a really neat animal.
Is she a house quail or a yard quail?
She's a little of both.
Okay.
She's a house quail at night when it's too cold out. Okay. Otherwise, she's outside in the cage.
Well, being a baby, though, when you rescue her, you're kind of, I'm sure that she looks at you as her parents.
Yes.
That's hysterical. Yeah. I love the little noises that the quails make.
Oh, they're neat.
Oh, the noise is the best ever.
Yeah. Baby quail are so funny
because
I don't think I've ever seen a covey, I guess is what you call the quail, of less than 8 or 10.
I know.
Seems like there's just gazillions of little babies following mom and dad around, and they're quite interesting.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them that come through my yard and hide in the bushes and drink out of the bird fountains, so they're just the coolest. Pippi. Well, hi, Pippi.
You'll have to keep us updated.
Will do.
And yeah, Stetson and Cheyenne, we love our animals. Yeah, we need an update story on Pippi. That is so funny. So, construction, you've got employees, about 30. Alex and Balta, gosh, they've been there from day one forever, 30-some years. Mm-hmm. Now, you, Haley Construction, Mike, they hired one of our boot camp kiddos.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Yep, so, his name is Ashton. And
yes, Birch.
We all love him. He's part of the family. And
he was a good candidate.
Yep, and he's really working hard and learning an awful lot. And
great.
Oh, so perfect.
Very, very fortunate to have found somebody through the boot camp like that.
Before we end this program, one of the things we must do is to get your phone number out to the public. So if they have any projects coming up, have any questions, they can get a hold of you.
Okay, the phone number is 928-445-1281.
Cool. And do they have an email?
Yes, you can email office@haleyconstructionaz.com.
And if you want to see a little bit about Haley Construction, you can go online and look at the website, which is
www.haleyconstructionaz.com.
And you did all that without being rehearsed.
I know.
Very
you
good.
Have all
I'm
the
impressed.
Answers. That is awesome.
I don't know if it's right or not, but I think it is.
It sounded right. So listeners, don't move. Alan, Mike, and myself will be back momentarily to sign off on Hammer Time. See you in a second.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to our Hammer Time program this weekend. Ellen, it was a real joy and a real pleasure and a real honor to have you with Mike and me this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you. It wasn't nearly as nerve-wracking as I thought it was going to be.
Us nerve-wracking? Are you kidding me? We make you nervous?
No, never.
So, listeners, if you have any questions, call YCCA 778-0040. You need a contractor. You need a referral. You're in a pinch. You've got a challenge, an issue. You don't know where to go. Call us. We are seriously here for you 24/7.
And if you question whether you're going, your project's going to need a permit, Sandy can give you some hints.
Oh, yeah. We can help you along those lines. And don't forget to read our Ask the Contractor column every Friday in the Daily Courier and every Wednesday in the Chino Valley Review and the Prescott Valley Tribune. Until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Alan.
And I say call Haley Construction for commercial.
And I say call them for whole house remodeling.
And high-end residential.
See you next weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hammer Time.
You've been listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA.
Hammer Time is brought to you by Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Elan Electric, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Century Painting, Builders Wholesale, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Ability Remodeling, Call Tex, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Break it down!